For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader here with you on your Tuesday morning, and a little bit of a frosty start to the day, but I have my scraper put away in the trunk for spring. Spring is here, so I came to work this morning, rear defrost on, side windows down, heat cranked up inside, and using the wiper fluid to keep the windshield clear to come to work this morning. I've put that scraper away. I am not getting it out again.
Reader's dream that someone will call him sir without adding, "You're making a scene."
Oh, never.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Big news music-wise when it comes to Billie Eilish. She announced yesterday that her new album is going to be called Hit Me Hard and Soft. It is coming out May 17th. She revealed the news on her Instagram page yesterday. And she's not putting out any singles beforehand. The whole album is going to just come out at once so everybody can hear it all at once. The album artwork features her barefoot underwater and sinking below a white wooden door. But she said she wants to give the album to fans all at once, so there's going to be no singles ahead of time. She said, "Phineas and I could truly not be more proud of this album. We absolutely can't wait for you to hear it. It's going to come in both digital and limited physical variants." She recently made some comments about lack of sustainability when it comes to vinyl. She said the physical copies will be made using 100% recyclable materials. But yeah, that's pretty exciting. New music coming out from Billie Eilish very soon. Again, May 17th, her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft.
Eddie, Q, and Reader have a simple request.
In a world where you can be anything, just be kind.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I'm joined by my good pal, Tanya Cherry. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. This is us. Okay. We've known each other forever. There's no need to be nervous.
You've never made me play a game, though. This is a big deal.
I know. I come play games with you all the time.
I always put you on the hot spot.
Yeah. Well, I've got a little bit of a quiz for you.
Okay.
This one is a Saskatchewan quiz.
Okay.
Okay. I got three questions for you, and we'll see how you make out on them.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Number one, what is Saskatchewan's provincial flower?
Oh, the really pretty one. like the dog tail? Dog river? Dog?
It's on the flag.
It's that thing. I don't know. What's it called?
The Western Red Lily.
Oh, yeah. The dog tail?
The prairie lily. Yeah. Okay. I had options for you. I don't know why I didn't give you the options.
Oh, that's so mean.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Let's start this again.
Oh, that's okay. We can just keep going on that. I might have gotten it then.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I just realized that I screwed up my own game. So I will give you multiple choice for two and three.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right. What is Saskatchewan's provincial bird? The loon, the snowy owl, or the sharp-tailed grouse?
The grouse.
Yes.
Hey.
You got that one. And finally, which of these three is a Saskatchewan band? Marianas Trench, the Sheepdogs, or City in Color?
Sheepdogs.
Yeah.
Woo!
Two out of three, and you probably would have nailed the third one, right? Too, if I hadn't screwed it up off the top.
Reader likes to live dangerously. His milk is past its date.
But chocolate syrup will take care of that.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Now, imagine if you go to the bathroom and you're going to take care of business and you find a rat in your toilet. Well, this just happened a couple of months ago to a man in Montreal. And after he encountered the rat, he tried to get rid of it it bit two of his fingers. The man went to the ER. He had his wounds treated. He was given a tetanus booster, and the bites were healing fine, but suddenly he developed sepsis, an infection that can be life-threatening. He ended up in the intensive care unit, and given the symptoms he had, the doctors figured either rat bite fever, which sounds like a bad follow-up to Ted Nugent's tune, which is an infectious disease caused by several bacteria found in the mouths of rodents, or leptospirosis, which is caused by bacteria. The drugs can treat either condition, so they quickly put him on IV antibiotics, and fortunately he responded well. He ended up being discharged out of the ICU, and then he completed some oral antibiotics, and he seems to be okay now. But just what a nightmare that would be, going to the bathroom and finding a rat. You always hear those stories you see online, oh, there was a snake in my bathroom or whatever, but ugh, a rat in there. Last thing I want to see when I go to the bathroom.
Every now and then, Eddie and Reader are twinning on their outfits.
You can still tell who is who, though.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
At least one member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe says, if the chance arises, if the opportunity comes up, he'd be willing to come back. Robert Downey Jr., who just won his first Oscar as Best Supporting Actor for his work in Oppenheimer. Of course, he played Iron Man in the MCU. And I didn't realize that he played Iron Man in 10 movies. I guess there's the Iron Man movies, the Avengers movies. He played it in some Spider-Man movies. But the last time he put on the Iron Man suit was back in 2019 for Avengers Endgame. He spent more than a decade playing Iron Man in the franchise, but he said he would happily return to the role. It's too integral a part of his DNA. He said that role chose him, the role of Tony Stark in Iron Man. And he always says he will never bet against the president of Marvel. It's a losing bet. He's the house. He will always win. But that could be pretty cool to see Robert Downey Jr. return to the Iron Man suit should the possibility arise in the new Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm joined by a special guest. Penny Sandercock from the Yorkton Exhibition Association is joining me this morning. How are you doing, Penny?
Good morning, Reedy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And as I said yesterday, it is a sure sign of spring coming up this weekend. It's the Yorkton Spring Expo. And it's always an exciting time to check out a lot of great vendors, see everything going on. And as we were talking about, the dates have kind of shifted this year.
Yeah, we've decided to go to Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That was kind of the consensus. Everybody wanted to have their Sunday off. So that's, we're going to try it this year. So of course, April 11th, which is Thursday, will be open 1 to 7. April 12th will be open 10 to 7. And April 13th will be open 10 to 6. So a little bit different, but you know what? Come on down, see all your neighbors and friends. And it's a great time to shop, network. It's a joint effort with ourselves and the Parkland Lions, of course, and it's just a great time to get out. It's a little early to do yard work and things like that. You guys, and I'm putting this on you and Downey, you said it's going to be a beautiful weekend, so bring everybody to town and let
Now I feel the pressure. Oh my goodness. But as you mentioned, always a lot to see. If you're looking to do some shopping, find some great products that you might not otherwise come across, there are going to be, I believe, over 150 different vendors taking over the Flexi Hall and the Curling Rink.
Yes, we are full in the Flexi Hall. We're full in the Curling Rink. We have things for the home, the garden, the leisure trade show. We have displays, we have equipment, we have, you know, marine things, boats, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you definitely want to come down, check it all out, and we've got a little bit for everybody.
Yes, and in addition to all the vendors, a couple of events happening Saturday, the exotic animal sale on Saturday afternoon, and the Ag Night as well.
Yes, so with the exotic sale, of course, is Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. You do not want to miss that. We've got puppies, we've got buddies, we've got ducks, we've got eggs, you name it, we've got it. You can buy it for yourself. You can buy it for your friends. You can buy it for your neighbors, your enemies, whoever you want to buy it for. We've got something for everybody. And then, yes, of course, we've got our a new addition to the weekend, which is our Egg Night. And it's called Egg Night, but it's basically just a night. We are, of course, agriculture based, and we're just celebrating getting out for kind of the first time in the spring. So it's just an evening packed full of fun and entertainment. So we're going to have for the supper, if you're booking for the supper, we do need your tickets purchased ahead of time. And it's April 12th. We will have cocktails at 6 o'clock. Supper will be at 7, and then dance and cabaret will start at 9. Now that's with the Crawdaddies. Tickets for the supper are $30 and includes the cabaret, of course. If you can't make it for supper and you want to come later, we do have cabaret tickets at the door for $10. So you still can partake in part of it. So it's just going to be that first out, come out, enjoy yourself. Let's have a little networking, have a few refreshments, and have a great time.
There you go. And, of course, want to remind everybody, too, there's going to be daily 50-50 draws, so even a chance to win some money as
well. That's right. We don't charge at the door, but that is our way that you can support us. It does, of course, we have rent on the building and so on. So, yeah, that's a great way that you can support us. It's and have a chance to take some home.
Awesome. Well, if anybody's looking for more information on Spring Expo, where can they find it?
783-4800 is the office, or you can go to info@yorktonexhibition.com.
Easy as that. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Penny. It's the Spring Expo coming up this weekend, April 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Thank you so much.
When it comes to beard care, Eddie actually grooms his.
Readers just too lazy to shave.
Fox FM.
I've got Danny here in the studio again. How you doing today?
Fantastic.
Right on. Got another game for you.
Okay.
Okay. I played this with Tanya a little earlier. I kind of screwed up the rules of my own game, but I've got it all straight in my head.
Sounds like my games.
Yeah. It's a Saskatchewan quiz.
Okay.
Basically, it's multiple choice. I got three questions for you. We'll see if you know your Saskatchewan.
Oh, boy.
All right. The first one. What is Saskatchewan's provincial flower?
The lily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Western Red Lily, the Prairie Lily. Okay. Yeah. Didn't even need the multiple choice.
No.
Okay. Next one. What is Saskatchewan's provincial bird? The loon, the snowy owl, or the sharp-tailed grouse?
The loon?
No.
Is it the sharp-tailed grouse? Grouse? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, okay. There's lots of those things out there.
Yeah. The prairie chicken.
You're right.
Basically, that's its nickname. Yeah,
see, that's why I got messed up. She said prairie chicken.
Yeah, if I hadn't said that right away, you'd have nailed it.
For sure.
And finally, which of these three is a Saskatchewan band? Marianas Trench, the Sheepdogs, or City in Color?
Sheepdogs.
Yeah.
They're
there
awesome.
There you go. All right on. You got two out of three.
Nice.
Right on.
Reader's no good at fixing things, but if you need someone to hold wrenches, he's your guy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We just want to remind you that the Saskatchewan Critical Care on the Air for STARS Air Ambulance continues through today and tomorrow, presented by BHP. Of course, we hope and pray that we never have to make use of the services that STARS provide, but it's so vital that we have them ready to go when they are needed. STARS was born from the conviction that no one should go without the care that could save their life, and it's to provide critical care anywhere. It's never too far. Where you live, work, play, and travel, it shouldn't impact your chance of survival. If you want to help and make sure that STARS is able to continue the great work that they do, we urge you to give a call to the Viterra Lifeline, 1-877-507-8277. That's 1-877-50-STARS. Or you can go online to criticalcareontheair.ca and make your donation there. It's the Saskatchewan Critical Care on the Air Radiothon for STARS Air Ambulance, presented by BHP.
Reader's an amateur screenwriter. It's a zombie horror romantic comedy mashup set in space.
No takers.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Reader here, about to wrap things up with you this morning. Just want to remind you, if you stop by A&W in Yorkton this week, $1 from the sale of every teen burger will be donated to the Fox FM Airwaves for Health Radiothon to help purchase equipment for the Yorkton Regional Health Center. That's coming up the Radiothon April 29th and 30th, but you have through this Sunday, the 14th, to go grab that teen burger at A&W and help support the Radiothon. And as I mentioned, it's wrapping up my time with you this morning. Tegan will be in to take you through the midday. We want to remind you, you can listen to us anywhere you want over the air as you would traditionally do. Or if you want to stream us online, you can visit our website, foxfmonline.ca. You can also stream us for free through the handy dandy, completely free Fox FM app. You can go on your favorite smart device and stream us through there. And if you missed the morning show or anything else fun that we do here, you can visit the Fox FM morning podcast on whatever your preferred streaming service is. We'd love to have you, and you don't have to worry about missing a thing. Meanwhile, I want you guys to have a great day, and I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.